Blog Talk Radio. Why do I love you so strong, like a beat of honey, all wrong, but I can't help helping myself, tasting your taste in tiny sips. Baby, you're like sugar on my lips. All through the summer we were so bad, and when it got hotter, so glad. Should have known I couldn't resist, couldn't stop with just one kiss. Baby, you're like sugar on my lips. That wicked little smile, and you smell so sweet. I feel those muscles in your arms, they knock me off my feet. When we're close and the room is dark, kiss me, baby.
What a nice voice, nice song, and great lyrics. And thanks to everyone for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And it is Indie Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio. And as we try to keep this professional attitude, at the same time, we're suffering the loss of our brother, William Shelby, from the group Dynasty, and great songwriter he was, and his music will live on forever, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to know him. And, you know, I'm just, you know, my condolences to his daughter, Star, and his family. He has two other daughters, beautiful daughters. And so much love to all you guys. And I just wish you all the best. And to his wife. I saw Lorena from Climax's ex-wife post about Will. And so I thought it would be okay to talk about it a little bit, just a little bit. Because on Friday, when we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles music, yeah, we will go there. And because Will was a great, great part of what happened at Solar in terms of the music. And so, oh, man, can't wait. And we're going to chop it up and just be a blessing talking about him. All right. So anyway, guys, it is Indie Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio. And this is Wardell Potts Jr. And I thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this. We love you and appreciate you very much. Whoa, man. Oh, man. I thanks to my friends over at Solar, the Sound of Los Angeles page, for posting some of my stuff. I appreciate you guys very much. Marquez, thank you, brother. But anyway, so today we just kind of, this is hump day, and it's a lot more going on here than normal because of the loss of our brother, William Shelby. And so, but it is a day, it's hump day, it's right in the middle of the week, so we would love to just play some real cool, relaxing music and hope to help you to just take a deep breath, because life can be very surprising, right? And, you know, one day everything is all good and the next day it's not all good. And but the creator is in control, and we love him and we trust him. So we're okay. And someday I pray that I get to see my brother Will again. I love Will. Always have and always will. All right, so yeah, let's enjoy some music, as I don't want to get too emotional behind this. Indie Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio. So guys, good food, good company, and let us supply the good music for you. All right, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get going. Love you. Family Clark. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying this music as I am, and it is really a chilled time for me, and I love it when I can just chill and have some great ambience, and that's what this music is doing for me, and giving me peace in my thoughts and stuff, and I hope that it blesses you in the same way. This here next song I want to play for you is an indie artist that was a well-known pop R&B artist, and now he has put out his own stuff and released it himself by L.J. Reynolds. So I want you guys to kick back, relax, and enjoy Mr. L.J. Reynolds. This song, I love this song. I wish I wrote it. I just love the lyrical content. So this goes out to the ladies, 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 ladies. Man, this song. Oh.
I found somebody that I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life. I'm so in love. I know that it's real. I know it's real by the way that I feel. 'Cause when you fall in love, there's a feeling you get way down deep in your heart. I'd like to thank the Lord up above for sending me somebody I truly love. And it's you and me together forever. Let no wall divide us. Let our love guide us. I found somebody that I can depend on to lift me up when I'm down. I can recall the day that we met. That I'll never forget. And when I first saw you, I said to myself, I've got to know your name. I wrote this song for someone I love. There is that nothing separates us. It'll come between us. It's you and me together. Together forever. Let no walls divide us. Let our love guide us. I need you. You need me. I finally found someone I wanna be with.
Be with
for the rest of my life. And you're so in love,
so much in
love.
Let's
stay together, forever in love.
Hey.
on Solar Records Radio. What a great song, man. Oh, man. Carrie, you just put it down, girl. And we got my brother Don Fleming, I believe, on the line. Don, is that you there?
Yes, I am here. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, just trying to do my best to be my best. And having a good time enjoying this music and, you know, listening to these indie artists that we've been interviewing. And that was just Carrie mm-hmm. right there, Carrie Teller. And I've been talking about her all morning to Ricky Freeze because they are related. Didn't even know
Ooh.
It. And
wow.
Carrie's husband, uncle married Ricky's mother.
Oh.
So that's Ricky's stepfather, and his nephew is Carrie's husband, and so indirectly they are right together, and so they are texting. I put them in a group text, and they are texting back and forth. My phone is just going beep 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 beep. Sounds like a song they got going on. But anyway, I was just sharing with Freeze how gifted, you know, this young lady is, and Carrie Teller, and we are so glad and that we had her on the show, and she's constantly involved. She was involved with all of our cancer awareness shows, and mm-hmm. and she's just such an asset, and she brought an auntie on, and so what a blessing, man. How you been, man? You good?
I've been good, man. It's a rainy day here, but, you know, working from home and everything. So I'm doing good, man. You know, just one of those days is just kind of just taking it in stride and making sure that, you know, making sure I eat, making sure, cause you know, I get a little grumpy when I don't have breakfast now. It's like one of those things when you get older, it's like when you're young, you can't, you know, you'd be like, okay, I can skip breakfast and just have a heavy lunch, blah blah blah, and all of that. But like, I need to have breakfast, and then I'm very cranky. And you know that morning when I get up, it'll determine whether if I have breakfast or not. It'll determine the rest of my day. So I had breakfast this morning, so I'm good.
Amen, amen. I'm glad you had breakfast because we don't want you grumpy, my brother. And you know, if you were grumpy, and then I'm going through this cloudy day with the loss of my brother William Shelby, it wouldn't be such a good show, I don't think. So I am very blessed, man, that you had your breakfast, and I'm very happy that we are doing this show. I'm glad you're here, and man, I'm moving up. Carrie, she's something else. But I'm going to play another lady for you guys that really blessed me. But before I get to that lady, how is your lady doing?
Everything's fine. My lady is fine. Again, you know, taking care of some business in her hometown. So
amen.
It's all good. And like I said, I'm just taking it one day at a time with that. And you know, hopefully my sister-in-law and, you know, her baby is going to be born healthy and strong. So, you know, just mm-hmm. the preparation, of course, after the loss of her husband, you know,
crazy.
It's been kind of tough. So, you know, hey, you know,
it
you
is.
Can borrow for a little while. Y'all can borrow for a little while. It's all good. No, but no, you know, we're just taking you know, just taking it in stride, and I'm glad that, you know, she's able to, I guess, you know, kind of have that purpose of being there for her and whatnot. So, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to impede on that because, you know, that sisterly bond, man,
Absolutely.
That supersedes a lot. But, again, you know, I don't want to be that stingy guy. Be like, well, that's my wife. I want a home. I'm for it. I'm 100% behind her decision, you know, to be there. And again, it's just I feel that it's just the natural thing to do with the type of person that she is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's all good, man. I joke and say, you know what? I'm living the bachelor life right now. So
hey.
I'm kind of just enjoying it day by day. So
I enjoy. I know you're getting tired of having cereal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it's all good. Bad it's all good.
You know,
so listen, what?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, it's funny you say that because that's kind of the conventional wisdom of the male being by himself. He's fixing the only thing he knows how to make cereal. But no, I've been making kind of like gourmet meals by myself. So, you know, I've had leftovers and so I'm just doing that. And again, just kind of keeping my composure, you know, as far as, you know, being, you know, but again, we still, you know, we talk every day and, you know, almost for an hour or whatnot, just BSing on the phone. But no, I miss her at the end of the day. I miss her, you know, that's my wife and I love her to death. So,
hey,
but, and I'm here on the show with you hanging out. So this is kind of like my therapy to kind of just, kind of do this show today with you and be on here, you know. Every chance I get to kind of just, you know, play some music, kind of zone out and just have these conversations with you. Unfortunately, I know you found out, you know, the passing of Brother Shelby, William Shelby. I know you're going through something right now and, you know, I just wanted to kind of just send my condolences to you and all of the Solar family that's kind of going through this tough time right now, you know. And I knew, and I know when, you know, when Richard passed and, you know, took a piece of you out and everything, but I know, you know, with Thomas, I mean, with Thomas Shelby and everything, I know there's, well, Thomas, sorry. I'm just saying.
Richard Randolph?
Well, yeah, Richard, you know, I know it was just, it was tough. So this is no different, but, you know, I'm just sending, you know, my prayers to all of you guys. So, and I'm thinking about y'all.
Well, you know, we do appreciate that, man. And it's a very difficult time. And I trust God in it. I couldn't sleep. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning thinking about Will and thinking about, you know, all the things we did together and, you know, and all the things we didn't get to do together because of our separation. I'm here in Texas, you know, life goes on. He moved to Phoenix and everybody's all over the place. But, you know, one thing that Will did do well is that he celebrated his life. He was on the road with the original Lakeside and just traveling around and doing life and enjoying his life. And he did that to the fullest, all the way to the end. So, you know, I mean, he was going at it, man. He really looked good. He was at the gym, and that's where he lost his life, at the gym. He went to the gym, worked out, and then after that, went to the car, and that was it. And
oh, man.
Yeah, so it's but see, you know, we were born to die. And we don't think about that until it happens. And then we go, oh, my God. And we all know it. We know that, right? We know it someday, but we just don't know when. And so it comes like a thief in the night, and it shocks us.
Yeah.
Especially if someone's not sick, right? It just, like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, it's shocking. I mean, Richard, you know, it was from one Thursday to another. One Thursday he was diagnosed with sugar. He was a diabetic. And the next Thursday, he was gone. It's like, what? Okay, so you get diagnosed. Okay, we're doing everything to fix that. And I know he was because we're talking about it. And then he was gone. So, you know, we just have to understand that we have no idea. We need to appreciate and be respectful to our time that we have while we're here. And I always hear you say, I'm going to give you your flowers while you're here. You know, we should love each other also while we're here and be kind to each other and just, you know, do our best to be our best. You know, it's I know everybody is not the same. We all come from different backgrounds and some of us carry a lot of baggage and stuff and we're angry. I pray that you release that because it's not healthy. You know, I've done that too. And I had to learn to release some things. And so now when things try to attach itself to me, I do my best to get rid of it. I recognize what it is, what it's doing, and how it's pulling at me. In the background, the music you hear in the background is from another one of our family members, Mr. Chuck Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
Nice move. Yeah. Yeah, so that's called Just Feeling. And so that's my brother Chuck Gentry in the background. But I'm looking at Will's picture right now as we talk, and I remember him from when he was so young and we were having so much fun, and I watched him as he got older, but he did it well. He did it well, and I'm proud of him. And so here we go to another, you know, another one of our brothers is gone. So, the same thing happened, and I'm not trying to compare myself or us to the Temptations, but, it dropped off one at a time, just gone. Then, you know, I was like, wow,
yeah.
When I watched the movie, that, you know, that movie that they have, I watch it every Christmas. every when the Christmas season come, I sit there and I watch that Temptation movie, and I go, wow, you know, and it's just amazing to watch these icons, and everybody has a different road they take and they go through,
right?
I see that reality because they're like a generation before us, so. And you're a generation behind me. So my generation is in a situation where we really got to pay attention to our health. You know, really, you know, when we feel something, we got to.
Oh, it's my generation too. You know,
yeah.
Definitely got to watch your sugar intake and all it. It's like you're reading the boxes now. It's like you just get, when you go to the store, you just get and grab. But now you're looking at the back and you're seeing how much sodium, how much this,
right.
You know, and it gets on my, I say this I say this in a funny way, you know, with a little levity, it gets on my nerves, but I understand at the end result, you know,
right. Well, I have to say that I'm a sea salt man now. That I'm exclusively a sea salt kind of guy. I don't mess around with the iodine that's in regular salt, because the iodine is what causes your blood pressure to go up. And so, I'm a sea salt kind of guy. And the pink sea salt is supposed to be even better for you. I'm like, really? So I try to.
I've been into the whole Mrs. Dash thing, you know, the alternative seasonings and things like that. And I get caught slipping, you know, every now and then with the garlic salt and the, you know, and whatnot. But understanding, you know, when you get older, yes, you know, these things you got to watch out a little bit more. You know, you got to watch out on the, you know, I love grape juice. You know, I can't, you know, I used to love sodas. I can't drink sodas like I used to, you know.
We got to pay attention. That's all. We really got to pay attention, slow down, and take care of ourselves. And some people have a problem with change, but change is there to protect you. You have to grow is what you're doing. You're growing. You know, it's not as much about the change as you realize that too much of this is not good for me. And so you're learning that, you know, hey, I can't do that. I used to do that all the time. I remember eating so much candy as a young guy. I said, oh, I love it. It was so good. It's so good. But as I got older, I realized that stuff was tearing up my teeth. Now I'm sitting in the dentist's office constantly, you know, and they're working on my teeth because of, you know, my enjoyment earlier in life. So, you know, we can't, you know, afford to continue to do those things that we did when we were younger. We would just, you know, we'd be a mess. But anyway.
Right.
you know, we can, Don and I can go, man. We can keep on talking. So listen, guys, we're going to get back to the music here on Indie Jazz Day. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. on Solar Records Radio. And shout out to my brother Will in heaven. God bless you. And give Richard a big five for me. And, you know, I love you guys and I miss you guys desperately. And we will keep your legacy alive here at Solar Records Radio. Right, Don?
Most definitely. You know most, that's right.
Most definitely. So what we're going to do now is go back to another legend from the group Chic. And this lady, Alpha Anderson.
She's still beautiful.
Yeah, and smart. She was the principal.
She's the principal.
After she went back to school and became a principal. How cool is that? Man, I love it when people, you know, that sometimes their, you know, their goals sometimes their plans get changed a little bit because of something like a great music career just appears and they say, hold on one second, I got to go do this real fast. And, you know, and then so after she did that, then she was able to go back to her, what she loved and she wanted to do as a career and to be a principal, you know, after the fact, it's like, whoa, that's Alpha Anderson. And so anyway, and so she became an indie artist and released her own stuff too. So here we go. We had a wonderful interview with her too. She was so sweet, so kind and, you know, and it's just, you know, she was that Chic when they came out. I was still a rookie drummer. I was not a professional drummer when they came out, and but I started chasing Tony, the drummer. Rest in peace, Tony, the drummer Tony Thompson. Man, he was a bad boy. It was just the way that he played that and laid that pocket. I really enjoyed him, and so I remember. And then as you know, when I became professional and he liked what I was doing, then we were going back and forth, you know, lifting each other up and Tony, man, oh, man, man, there's two drummers named Tony that I was really close to. And there's a third drummer named Tony, a jazz drummer, Tony Williams, that I wish I was close to, but he was a bad boy. Ooh, Tony Williams.
Tony.
Oh, Tony. Look at his air just jumps out. He can't even hold it.
We just telling our age, man.
Well, at least you're a lot younger than me. So, but anyway, it's all good. I love all the generations. God is good all the time. So here, let's go ahead on and listen to some Alpha Anderson on Solar Records Radio. This song is called Perfectly. We'll be back.
We'll be right back. down on my knees, praying every day, and I'm so glad you saved you for me. I'm feeling your electricity. Oh, oh, oh,
it's right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing
to be in my life.
I've never met anyone like you, baby, like you, baby.
You're the kind of girl
that I need in my life.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it all right.
You're the kind of girl
that if you check what you find.
You're the kind of girl. You're the kind of girl.
Let me take you, baby, in my arms.
Richard Randolph driving that groove with that guitar. Man, oh man, oh man. Much love and rest in peace, Richard. We love you, man, and just to appreciate your gift to the music industry. Thank you so much. And oh man, I was just jamming out Why by Lavelle. Woo! Man, oh man. That's a song. And I love Lavelle's voice, and it was such a great interview with him as well. You know, we get all these indie artists from around the world, and it's such a blessing. These guys come and they bless us with their gifts and their music, and it's so good for us, and it's good for the soul. That's what I think they call it, soul music. But anyway, Don Fleming, what's up?
Man, Richard, man. Just that little guitar riff, and wow, you know.
He's a driver. He's driving that groove, man.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, he was definitely a driver. And that Lavelle song, man, that's an amazing song. You know, it kind of gives me, it gave me a little early 2000 vibe, or, you know, when R&B was kind of like that late 90s, early 2000 vibe, man, and kind of like the Avants and the, I guess late 90s Levert at the time, you know. But I'm loving that song, though. That's Why by LaVale. I like it.
Yes. Yeah. And then at the top of the what do you call it?
Block.
Block. Uh-huh. The top of the block was who? Alfred Anderson.
Yes,
Perfectly Chic. Man, I mean, that song sounds like Chic so good. It is. I was like, that sounds so chicish. And I'm just so proud of her for being able to say, hey, this is where I'm from, you know, and by, you know, putting that song together for her own project and stuff, and then going into her own stuff. And so proud of her, man. She's just done very, very well for herself. And so we're in the second hour now, and we want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I had a very fun interview today on Dance Radio in Amsterdam. They were so kind, and we talked about William Shelby, of course, and that was really cool. I really enjoyed, you know, just chopping it up with them and hanging out with James and Astrid was there as well, and in the studio, and Pablo. And so it was real cool, and I really enjoyed working with those guys today and just talking about my history with William Shelby. And you know, a lot of people don't know, but William was a real mild manner. He's really quiet. As a matter of fact, you've never heard him on this station because he's just real quiet. He don't talk about hardly anything, and he's always been that way. And so, but he was, we had a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. We played a lot, and we'll talk more about it on Friday on the show when we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And he, by the way, William wrote the first two gold and platinum records that came out of Solar, the first two. So, you know, so guys, tune in, hang out with us, and we have some people calling in. I know some people will call in and share their thoughts about Will, and so we'll just leave it at that and see what happens. Now tomorrow, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, Goldie Mac, we all have a show tomorrow, and it's like, what do they call it? A three-peat? That's what they call it in basketball.
It's a triple threat. I guess it is a triple threat on Thursdays, yeah.
And so, you know, I go from the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and Don Fleming, 80s and 90s, and some of the 2000s, and Goldie is just Goldie.
Yeah.
Goldie is just Goldie, man. So, much love. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. And so guys, tune in. We start off at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is 12 noon on the West Coast. And just tune in and hang out with us. And then you can hang out with us all day long, all night long. Yeah, it'll be night by the time Goldie get on. Lord, he's something else. But anyway, I'm in your stash, and I see you got the, what's this? Tell me about this song, The Whispers, up on Soul Train. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, that was from the Imagination album from 1980, and it was the Soul Train theme from 1980 to around 1983, if I'm not mistaken. And it went on to, I think, O'Brien's song, Soul Trains Are Coming. But it was just one of my favorite groups. My grandmother, rest in peace, my grandmother used to love that theme from Soul Train where the that train is like grooving, and she'd just be so tickled. She's like, look at that train getting it, you know. And every time I listen, I hear that song, I think of her.
Aww.
You know. Every time I think about that song, of course, The Whispers, their catalog is just, you can't really just compare, say anything bad about, you know, The Whispers, but just, this, it's one of those songs, of course. Yeah, it was a theme song, but it was long enough they put it on the album. But it was just, it's just good and memorable nonetheless. So without further ado, man, hook it up. I'd love to hear it.
Let's go. Let's get going. And this is The Whispers Up on Soul Train. We'll be back.
my discotheque. Get it on out on the floor. Don't give me two when you can give me four. Oh, please,
please. Time and money slip away. Everybody wants to have a holiday.
Everybody wants to holler, hey. Don't need my number to find out where I am. All roads lead you to the Boogie Wonder Band.
I miss bands,
yeah,
you know, that had all of the, you know, all of those elements, you know, just that, the funk, the you know, just the group chemistry and the dynamic of how just bands. I miss that. And
yeah.
Man, you gotta by the way, before we proceed further, man, you gotta do a recap of this past block.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. So obviously that was Boogie Wonder Band. That was Almighty. Another one of our amazing indie artists coming out of Canada.
Put them on the spot, y'all.
Yes. And then prior to that, we had my brother, Chuck Gentry, The Fit. And that's called Just Having Fun. And so,
yes, I love that song too.
Yeah, Chuck got it going on like that. And then prior to that, we had Grandma's Song. And you could tell us the title.
Yeah. You know what, man? You got to play the Up on Soul Train as background music. I want to do my Don Cornelius impression. I want to see if you like it.
Well, oh my God, Don Cornelius. Oh, he's something else.
I miss him. He was just an amazing pioneer. Just a person that just, you know, he's an icon.
Yeah.
And again, it's just the print he put on Soul Train. I mean, you had the American Bandstands, but he carved his own niche, you know, when it came to, you know, our music and things like that. You can never, those times, I'm just saying, I love that. Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it.
Let's go.
Let me hear. Okay, you ready? And you can bet your last money it's all going to be a stone gas, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and as a partner, we always say, wish you love, peace, and everybody goes, stone! See?
And it gets a little louder like this. Oh, yeah. Come on, y'all. That was good. That was good.
You're crazy. That's wild.
Yeah, we can.
That's wild. I love it.
When they do the movie, I'm gonna send this in, see if they could hire you to do Don's
part. Well, you know, I would listen to the announcer in the beginning, and you would hear the beginning. And he was like, Soul Train, the hippest trip in America with guest stars, and then you go to the guest stars and Ray Parker Jr. You know.
Yeah, that was good. I love the oldies, man. I love all that that time. It makes me happy. That's why I think when I do when we do Throwback Thursday, it's just like it's an amazing moment for me. That day is always something very special about it.
It takes you know, again, it's a stamp. It's that stamp of approval, and it's just that moment in time. To where you can kind of just pinpoint a certain point a certain time in your life where you just, you know, and it makes you smile. And again, as a child growing up, it was about Soul Train. It's about cleaning the house on Saturdays, cutting the yard, watching Soul Train, watching American Bandstand, maybe a little Hee Haw, if you guys remember Hee Haw. But, yeah, those memories, man, you can't, you know, you can't or what you stress away from them. You can't pull yourself away from that, man. That's always going to be a lifetime and a template of your life. So, yes. You can bet your last money. It's going to be a stone gas, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and always in parting we say, we want to wish you love, peace, and I love when he used to go, we'll be right back after these communications. What?
Right after these communications. That's good.
Yeah.
He used to live around the corner from me.
Really?
Yes. And
nice.
I used to drive by his house and just hoping that he would come outside so I could talk to him.
He's gardening the yard or something.
Yeah, I mean, I knew him. We've been on his show a few times, and we all lived. He lived up off of Mulholland Drive, and our street.
Oh, in the hills.
Yeah, and we were off of Mulholland Drive too.
I'm sorry, man. How did you guys like drive up through Mulholland like that? I mean, understanding the dynamics of Mulholland Drive and all of that, you know, with the curves and the thin roads is. I'd always get scared when I was driving up Mulholland. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You didn't cut me off. That was, you know, you hit something, though. You really hit something when you asked that question, because we lost one of our sisters on that road.
I'm sorry.
Dee from the group Crystal. She came to the studio. We were... you know, doing some more work on their record, and she came up the hill to the studio, and she got there, and I was like, Dee, It was early in the morning. I was like, what are you doing here? And I picked her. I mean, I didn't pick her. She jumped in my arms, and she was a big, solid girl. She jumped in my arms, and we always loved each other. And I was like, what are you doing here? And she says, I can't. Well, Leon said we were supposed to be doing some overdubs or something. I said, really? Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was later. Okay. And so then she says, is it later? I said, let me find out. So I went downstairs because our house was, when you walk in, you're in the living room, all the bedrooms was downstairs. So you walk the street, you're on the street level, and you walk straight into the house. You don't go up steps. You walk straight into the house because we're on the cliff. So our house was our house was built on stilts. So you come in. And you're in the living room, and then you go left, and you go in through the kitchen into, on the other side of the kitchen was the studio. And so I said, well, let me go downstairs and see what's going on. So I went downstairs. I said, Leon, you know, D is here thinking we were recording. Are we recording? And he's like, no, that's later. It's later. We got to change that to later. And she says, and so I said, oh, okay. And so I said, I went back up there. I said, D, it's later. She says, well, I could go back home and get some sleep. I said, no, you don't have to go. You can sleep down. You can go lay down in my room. You can go down. And I wasn't flirting or anything. I'm just saying don't drive another 45 minutes. You know, you could just stay here. And she was like, no, I'm gonna go home. I just want to go home because she probably had some other things she had to do. So she leaves, right? And she takes off. And while she was going, she realized that she left her purse at our place. So she made a U-turn on Mulholland Drive. Well, it's not that much space. You know, it's just two lanes. And when she made that U-turn on Mulholland Drive, unfortunately, her front tires slipped. It didn't, like when she was turning, it didn't grab the ground the way that it needed to, and it slipped, and then the rest of the car, and it went way all the way down. It was far because we were way up at the top of the mountain, and so or the hill, and she went way, and but she jumped out the car when they told me this. I obviously wasn't there, and they told me she jumped out the car, and she was in shock, like, whoa. What the heck just happened here? She was in shock. And the ambulance came, and then they took her. And she died from internal injuries because all of the insides was just all messed up from all that tumbling that the car did. So we lost her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But, for us, Mulholland Drive, we didn't like take the drive all the way around. There were a lot of little streets that went into Mulholland Drive that went down into Beverly Hills. And, so we would go through those other streets and go right into Beverly Hills. I mean, because we didn't need to go, like if you went all the way around, it'd take you into Hollywood, So we like to go to Westwood, which was on the other side where UCLA is, and we would always go. That's what we used to hang out at over there. And
I used to hang out at Westwood. Yeah, I lived in LA. Yeah, when I lived in LA, I used to hang out in Westwood. I was so scared when I got the opportunity to drive and just drive around the area and drive around the city. Mm-hmm. And I would go up. I went up to Mulholland, past Hollywood. Went up to Mulholland, and I'm like, I can't do this. Because it is like, there is that one stretch, of curve on Mulholland where if you're on the passenger side, let's say you're going up, you see the hills over you, and it's like, it's one of those things, it's like, if you look over, it's like looking over a cliff. And, and that was so scary, even as a driver.
It didn't bother me for some reason. Maybe I was much older than you. It didn't bother me. I drove my Jeep, and it was lifted.
Uh-huh.
So I had high tires, big tires driving up there. And the Whispers and I got it from Scotty and Walter because they had those Jeeps. And I saw those Jeeps again in the studio. I said, I want one of them. And so I ended up going to get my own Jeep. Yeah, I was copying.
Uh-huh.
And I got my own, and I, those tires was huge. And, you know, you had to climb and get in the car. It was a job getting in the car. And but anyway, that didn't bother me. I loved that area. It was great. And so when you come up the hill right before you get to Don Cornelius' house, that was where our street was, and you made a left. And so you made a left to go to our house down that street.
Mm-hmm.
It was a side mm-hmm. street off of Mulholland Drive. But if you kept going straight for about another 2 minutes, Don Cornelius' house was on the right-hand side. And it's where Coldwater Canyon would come up. And the Coldwater Canyon comes up and run right into Mulholland Drive. And so if you are familiar. So anyway, so that's... I always wanted to go
that's
over there.
The roadmaster of LA.
Yeah, but I would love to go. I wanted to talk to him just because, you know, we did so many shows over there. I wanted to try to, you know, have a relationship with him. But I was so young when we were doing the shows. I just wanted to talk to him. Hey, man, how's it going? This, that. And, but I never was able to pursue that relationship. And that's all good. It wasn't meant to be anyway. So, but because he was legendary, right? I was like, I want to know that guy. I want to find out how does it feel to be so legendary. He was so legendary. So, but anyway, thanks Greg for those flyers. He's amazing. He just did this thing for Boogie Cindy right now when we mm-hmm. just played her song. Ooh, I am hot. So anyway, I want to get going, and we're going to jazz it up a little bit. This is Indie Jazz Day. We've been playing a lot of indie music, so I'm going to switch it back to a little jazz. Mr. Dexter Gordon on Solar Records Radio. Right. Hanging out with my boy Don Fleming, guys. I hope you all enjoying the show. All right, here we go. Let's get going. Thank you. Gomez, ooh, putting it down, the chill room of Havana. Man, oh man, you guys, I just want to thank you so much for a wonderful time. Thanks so much to my friends that are just blowing up my phone and the Facebook page and the group page, the Solar Records Radio. Thanks so much for your condolences. We appreciate you and you know, it's always good to know that people care, and you guys go out your way to show that. So thank you from the Shelby family as well. I know they appreciate mm-hmm. you as well. So thanks so much. And like I said, we'll be praying for the Shelby family and just wish them all well. And I know it's a very difficult time, but we just pray that the Creator surrounds them with love and that they celebrate Will's life and just remember the good times. So, Don, what's on your mind, man, as we get ready to get out of here? We got about another 15 minutes.
I just wanted to go ahead and kind of piggyback off what you said and sending love and condolences to the Shelby family. And I know how Will's, you know, your relationship with you and Will and, of course, all of the Solar family. You know, if you need anything from me, just let me know, man, at this time. I understand, you know, the family, I'm sure there's a level of privacy that they probably, you know, they probably want to honor and respect. We want to respect their time and grieving and things like that and just keep the legacy going, playing the music, you know, and that's what we do, you know. You know, of course, if you're not here with us physically anymore, definitely want to keep that in mind and keep the legacy going and keep your music going here at Solar Records Radio. So that's pretty much it, you know. So
yeah, that's all. That's real. That's real talk. And so, guys, this is Indie Jazz Day, and I want to play a indie artist with the legendary voice singing the song to the Shelby family, and the legend is GC Cameron, and the song is It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. Thank you for everything you guys do. Thanks, Greg, for all your work, man. I appreciate you very much. And thanks, Astrid, for getting the interview, for setting up the interview for Dance Radio, for me to go on and talk about William Shelby. Appreciate that. That was very nice. And so, and to all our brothers and sisters around the world, God bless all of you guys. Take care. And we'll catch you tomorrow on Solar Records Radio, 3 p.m. Good night.
Got this. Thank you.